The basic concept was that if a playwright got himself into a corner, he could send down the god, who arrived in a flower-decked bucka wagon from overhead and rescued the characters who were in trouble. This no doubt pleased the more religious playgoers who believed that God, not the special effects version who came down from some overhead platform the audience couldn't see, but the one who weren't in heaven, really did save people who deserved it. Such ideas had undoubtedly gone out of fashion in the modern age, but Eddie thought that popular novelists, of the sort Cy King seemed on his way to becoming, probably still used the technique, only disguising it better. Little escape hatches, cards that read, "Get out of jail free," or "Escape the pirates," or "Freak storm cuts electrical power, execution postponed." The god from the machine, who was actually the writer, patiently working to keep the character safe so his tale wouldn't end with an unsatisfying line like, "And so the quartet was wiped out on Jericho Hill, and the bad guys won. Rule Discordia. So sorry, better luck next time." What next time? Ha ha. The end. Little safety nets like a key. Not to mention a scrimshaw turtle. If he wrote those things into his story, Eddie said, it was long after we saw him in 1977. Aye. Roland agreed. "And I don't think he thought them up," Eddie said. "Not really. He's just, I don't know, just a bum hug?" Susanna asked, smiling. "No," Jake said, sounding a little shocked. "Not that. He's a sender. A telecaster." He was thinking about his father and his father's job at the network. "Bingo," Eddie said, and leveled a finger at the boy. This idea led him to another, that if Stephen King did not remain alive long enough to write those things into his tale, the key and the turtle would not be there when they were needed. Jake would have been eaten by the doorkeeper in the house on Dutch Hill, always assuming he got that far, which he probably wouldn't have done. And if he escaped the Dutch Hill monster, he would have been eaten by the grandfathers, Callahan's Type 1 vampires in the Dixie Pig.